Oh my gosh, we're back in the podcasting, back in the podcast chair. It's me,
Not
your
saying
mother,
any.
John.
I'm just gonna let you do
We're
your intro.
back in the podcast chair. All right, we're back in, the New York groove.
Is
Anyway,
that?
Darren's
Oh.
here with me,
Was
my
that what that
father
was?
god.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
we're gonna skim over that. Darren, how have you been? Nice to see you again.
Good to see you too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been very good. Listen, I know because you were violently, and I'm using the word violently, texting me over the weekend
Oh my
regarding a certain
God. We're
someone.
good.
So
Yeah.
we want to
Just
get to
get
that,
to
but
that.
I was going to say
Yeah.
maybe I should discuss just the Knicks losing first
Go
because
ahead, let's get your things.
let's get it out of the
Yeah.
way. Listen, the Knicks had a great run.
They did.
Tom Thibs is fired now, so we're going to look for a new
Yeah.
coach.
Oh, he was the coach. They were not happy. Isn't this like the best they've done in a long time?
They've been with him a while. It's different
Okay.
strategy. It's
Okay.
take, you know, I think they did better than maybe anyone thought that they were going to do, which no knock to the
Right.
Knicks at all. But it was a good run, good game. I hope the Thunder take it over the Pacers.
Of course, the Thunder are from Charlotte.
Close.
Oh,
Oklahoma
Ohio. Oh, Oklahoma City Thunder, of course,
City. Of
where there's
course.
thunder. Of course, I knew that.
Of course.
Of course.
So, but you know what? All is not lost because it's Pride. I'm going to the Pride Angel City game.
Oh, fun.
But you know, every year Pride comes around and I'm not the biggest.
You're
I'm
not
not the
proud.
I not of this.
Okay.
Yeah, not of you.
Oh, shit.
I meant this podcast, not my
Oh,
gayness.
okay. I was like, yeah, what are we talking about here?
No, I it's honestly, it has nothing to do with being proud. It has everything to do with just like crowds and
Oh, I see.
traffic.
I remember an episode where you were so fucking pissed off about Pride because you were trying to get to like coffee and there was the Pride parade in the middle of Fifth Avenue and you're
And
like,
I was
this
like,
fucking parade.
I still feel that way.
Yeah, crowds are annoying. That's
I'm
true.
very curious to see what happens in LA because I've never really been to LA Pride.
Oh,
And
that's
so
true. Yeah.
we'll see. But anyway, yes, happy Pride to you.
Yeah, happy Pride, everyone, if you celebrate.
And by the way, I'm going to be on the Today Show next week. I'm going to be in the city. So
Oh,
check me out
which
on the 10 a.m.
day?
hour, Thursday,
Thursday the
12th.
12th. You guys, this will come out to Patreon early, but it'll be out on the main feed on the 8th. So you guys can
Plenty
go
of
check
time to
Darren out. Yeah,
DVR.
exactly.
Yes, please. So I'm really looking forward to it. But you know, everything's
You
okay in
feeling
case
good? Yeah.
I like my
We're back.
dog.
Darren's
You
pointing
know,
to her dog once
just like
more. In case you didn't
just
know, as
in case
Susan
that
said, no way, you have a dog?
she's just a little.
Yeah.
I
Well,
love
this
her
isn't
so
on
much.
video, but yeah, Darren's tickling Snoopy.
Yeah, to be fair, I'm taking a virtual picture of
A
Snoopy
virtual tickle,
just so you
yeah.
don't make it seem like I'm that weird
You
by
are weird, though.
tickling
Where is
my
she right
actual
now? Where
dog.
is Snoopy right now?
She's sleeping in her bed right next to me.
Love it. By the way, everyone on Patreon loved your Take a Walk with Snoopy video.
You
Everyone's like, we
know,
love this content. Keep it coming.
I need to do more of those.
Yeah, you
She's
should.
been lazy bones lately, but also it's getting a little hot, so I'm trying to determine
Oh,
like
right.
I
Yeah,
just am
best
so scared of
time.
her
Yeah.
overheating.
Right.
And maybe any dog owners can help me out here because like if
Right.
she'll drink water, she always has access to water, but she doesn't really like water unless she's home. Like she doesn't drink.
Well,
Like
that's
if we're
smart.
on a
I'm the
walk
same way.
and I take water and I take like a little thing of water and I fill it up, like she doesn't really like drinking it there, even though she's thirsty. She'd rather drinking it back home. So
Yeah.
I'm just always very cautious of that, but I promise I will get more Snoopy videos and I promise I'm gonna get
Yeah.
more walking videos.
Maybe the video franchise is like a daily thought with Darren and Snoopy. And like every time you do a walk, you kind of like give a little like thought about the world, you know? Something like that. We can come up with something.
I actually kind of like that.
You like that? Because you always
Yeah.
do have these types of thoughts. Anyway, back to me, guys.
I do have these types of thoughts.
You
That's actually not
do.
a bad idea. That would be kind of fun. My
And then
daily
like point the camera.
meditations.
Like, yeah, and then like point the camera to Snoopy and see what she thinks. We need
The
her
daily
in on the action.
snoopitations and
Yeah,
like
like there's
Snoopy's
a
giving
name like that.
advice.
Yes.
For sure.
Hello.
For
Sell
sure.
this to Coca-Cola. Make $1 million, guys.
She's
Well,
so cute, John.
I know.
Anyway, I want to tease next week, but first and foremost, before we even
Yeah,
like
we'll
get
talk
to
about that.
like talk about next week,
Just tell everyone.
Just let's go. I'm
Well,
giving you the floor.
as you might be seeing in the title, because I feel like I have to include this next part in the title. You know what I mean?
I don't think you should say the name just for SEO
Oh.
purposes. I feel like you
Oh.
should. Well, because like, what if he's searching it? So whatever you
Great.
say. Okay, yeah, okay.
I want him to know me. So, yeah.
So maybe put it like,
Yeah.
maybe you should say like, David Archuleta, are you hearing me? Like,
Are
are you
you
listening?
hearing
Are you listening?
Yes. Okay. So
Make
here's
it
what
really obvious, you
happened.
know?
Yeah.
Just.
Let's get straight to the point. I saw David Archuleta perform in concert for the very first time.
In his bedroom. Yeah. No,
And
sorry. Wishful
oh my God,
thinking.
I wish. And it was magical. And not only that, we made contact on social media. Now, I should pull up my Instagram to see how long I've been DMing this guy, but I want to tell you guys how this all came about. I need this honestly to be, I was thinking about our NMRs and like from Martinis and or from this show and like another shot from Martinis and Murder. We had a show back in the day that you guys can't find anymore called Currently. And I was
Yeah.
thinking, Darren, about how like we have so much of our lives like weekly documented on these shows. And I want to immortalize this experience on this show today by telling
Right.
everyone what happened. So, I learned about a month and a half ago that David Archuleta would be headlining Pittsburgh Pride. As you might
Just that
expect, just that statement is
statement.
fucking insane, let alone everything that happened after it. So
Oh.
what happened was he was headlining. Okay, and then I'm telling my friends, I think I even told Darren, and I was like, there are VIP tickets, they're like $80.
Also, I love that you were like, I told my friends, I even told
No, I
Darren, as
even
if
told
that
Darren, who's not a
the
friend
separate
and separate
category.
category of human in my life. I even told Darren, you guys. I didn't know. I don't know why I
So
said it
my
like that.
best friends, and obviously
And
then
then I
maybe
did
got to
clue Darren in. I clued her
Darren.
in after, yeah. And so the meet, okay, so my take on Pittsburgh Pride was like, okay, first of all, the meet and greet is $80. I can afford that. But I didn't want to meet him in a meet and greet line. You know what I mean? Like, there's just something like, yes, I'm a
Well, because then it's
fan.
work, and then like you're
Yeah.
kind of paying him to be interested for that brief
Right.
moment, and then that feels awkward.
And that's just awkward. And I am extremely awkward to begin with. And then on top of that,
You.
yeah, I know. On top of that, I know that I would be a very emotional. Like I would probably cry, and I will get to my emotions in a minute. So just hold that in your back
Yeah.
pocket.
I just want the audience,
Yeah,
spoiler alert,
yeah.
to know that like whether or not you see him or not, you were emotional,
Yeah, well,
period.
that exactly. I cry about everything. I'm an emotional person. Yes, Darren is right about that. So what happened was I assumed in my head that David was headlining a separate thing that happens at the same time as Pride every year. It's like a music festival that's like a ticketed event at a local venue that I thought I was conflating all of this to be a ticketed event. I had some friends that were like, yeah, I'll go to the concert with you, but I was, and you know, how much is it? And I was like, I don't know. Like, and then I was like, I just don't know if I want to go. And it wasn't because I didn't want to see him. It was just like, that's an emotionally taxing night that I honestly would rather have a moment, if I ever do, with him that is maybe a little more organic. And I don't know. I just kind of talked my, to be honest with you, I probably just simply talked myself out of like going to the venue and like, then eventually, like my other friends made other plans. So, like, then it was like I would go alone. And I was like, I don't want to go alone and be like the 39-year-old cheering David Archuleta along alone. You know what I'm saying? And then what? Go into a meet and greet line? Hello, that is not happening.
I mean, not to be fair, a ton
Yeah.
of people do this all the
No, I
time.
know. And that's a whole other thing I didn't quite put together. But I'm just telling you, like, I was running it through the filter of like,
Sure.
what would I want this to
You like
be?
genuinely, right? Like you genuinely like this guy. It's not just that you're a
Yeah,
fan of his music. Like
yes. I would
you
shoot my
like
shot
him.
with him. It's not
Right.
like I want him to sign memorabilia. I want to be picking out tile in our house together, okay? I want to know what kind of toothbrush he uses, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, not stalker at all.
No,
How
No.
big is Pittsburgh Pride? Because I'm thinking it's obviously not as big as maybe LA or New York, just
No, definitely not
because
that
of,
big. Oh, hell no. Just, yeah, people.
so there's probably more of an opportunity to meet him at a Pittsburgh Pride than there would
Oh,
be
yeah.
at, say, an LA or New
Oh,
York
yeah.
Pride. Okay.
Exactly. Oh,
Okay.
100%. Yes, definitely. And I'll get to that in a second, too. So that was my assumption in my head. He's headlining this festival. There's no chance, aside from an $80 meet and greet where I probably get scooted by. Like, I was like, you know what? I'm going to pass on it. I'll do something else, which I typically do here the last year. And well, I'll have a good pride, but I wish him the best. And I'm still a huge fan. Okay. So let me, that was my pre. My that was my assumption like the day before Pride started. Okay, so our Pride events here start on Friday. They happen through Saturday and Sunday. So the Pride Festival that happens here in Pittsburgh is at the park, literally 5 feet from my house. Like I can walk right over to it. It's right next to it. The festival itself is like a bunch of vendors on Saturday and Sunday, a bunch of vendors, like, you know, dick-shaped lollipops and merch and all those types of
Of
things.
course.
Artists, it's all kinds of things. Testing, whatever else. At this festival, there are two stages. There's a huge fun stage that like drag queens come out and perform, and like there's always something going on. There's another smaller stage that where a DJ plays like all day long, and it is a really truly a fun event. And it's right in my backyard. Well, I went there Saturday. I don't even think I told you all this, Darren, but play along if I did. I don't think I did tell you. So I went there Saturday. It was like mid-afternoon. I'm like going around. Go ahead. Yeah.
Sorry, when was David performing?
So David would be performing Saturday night
Okay.
in my head at Stage AE, which is the big theater where the
Okay. So
festival is
you were just
going.
like hanging out there that day, but he was performing at night.
Yes, in a
Okay.
separate venue. Down the sh like in downtown Pittsburgh, essentially. Not quite downtown, but anyway, away from where this main festival is. And then, by the way, then Sunday is the like Pride March where they do the parade through the city, and that's like Pride for the weekend. So I'm at the park and I'm at the Pride Festival. I'm checking out the dick-shaped lollipops.
They looked
They look
good.
delicious. And you know, there's performers on the stages. And, you know, it was very mild temperatures. I think the high that day was 55 degrees. It was
Oh,
very
wow.
cold. Yeah, it was pretty cold. So it wasn't nearly as big of a turnout as it was last year. Last year I went, it was a gorgeous day. You had, it was elbow to elbow walking through
Yeah,
everything. It was,
because these gay men just want to be naked out in these
they want
streets.
to be in short shorts and tanks, and they can't do that if it's 55 degrees. So they're going to
Right.
save their energy and go out and get crazy later that night. Literally, I think that is what happened. So anyway, then there's the whole row of food and vendors. There's tons of delicious food. So I'm having a good time. It's like 5:30, 6. I'm like, all right, it's getting a little chillier. Let me just grab a quick little sandwich and I'll head back to my car and head home. Well, get back to my car, or I grab my food. I walk all the way back to my car. I get home. I put a load of laundry in, I'm remembering. I jump into my bed. And I look on my phone, and Pittsburgh or somebody, I don't know who it was, somebody posted a picture of David performing, and he's performing at the park on the stage I just left, by the way, for free. It is not a ticketed event. I was thinking he was part of the music festival that was separate down the street from
Right.
Pride, but he was headlining Pride at that
So you had
location.
this whole like existential crisis for really the wrong location. Would it have
Yes.
changed knowing that it was
Yes.
in this? Okay. Okay.
1,000% it would have, because I would have A, known it was free and I had been there before, so I know that whole situation. I know how to get up close to the stage. I would have probably met him because I know it's not as big of a like deal. It's not like it's not a big deal. It's just that situation is just a very different situation than meeting an artist backstage at this giant venue, if that makes sense.
Totally.
So I'm laying in bed and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I hadn't even like taken my socks off and I was just there and it, like walked right by like I saw where his trailer was. I was like, oh, that's a big trailer for drag queens to be performing. I don't know. So I'm like, oh my God, like I'm either gonna miss the whole show because now I have to get back in my car, go find parking. By the way, it's not that far and I could walk, but it's a good like at this point in the park, it's a good 25 minutes away.
Okay.
I don't know how long he's performing. I can't imagine it's like some like 2 hour long set. This
Yeah.
isn't a Beyonce show. But I'm also
She
like,
plays for three.
yeah, she plays for even longer. So I'm like, John, get your ass up and just try. Because if you
Yeah.
don't, you're going to regret it like a year from now when you know he was in your fucking backyard and you
Right.
didn't at least try to see it. So I got up really quickly. I kissed Magic goodbye and I was like, Magic, I'm going to go try to get a husband. And you need another dad. Like, just this is for you, babe. And I
Magic's
love
excited
Magic's
'cause
like, did you feed me yet? Like,
right,
hello?
he's like another person to feed me. Great.
Yeah, perfect.
Add him on.
Awesome. Yeah, exactly. That's a good point.
Great. I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it. So I get in my car. I got really lucky. I found a parking spot even closer than where I parked earlier. And I walked down
Meant
and
to be.
I heard his voice and I got emotional. I'm like, oh, I can hear his voice like on the music, on the like speakers. I'm like, oh my God, this is it. I'm gonna see him for the first time. I want to reiterate, for those of you who don't know, I have loved him since American Idol. I kind of had a hunch he was gay. He was like 18 at the time.
Kind of had a hunch.
And he's had quite a journey, very
Yep.
religious upbringing, played straight for most of his life, finally came out a couple of years ago. So for me, this wasn't just like, oh, it's my favorite artist. Like, this is a literal 15 to 18 to 20 year journey that I'm finally like hearing his voice. And it's just so exciting for me, right? So I get kind of emotional, and it's just me, I'm by myself. I walk up and he starts his new song, Hell Together, which is all about if we're going to go to hell together, at least we're going to be in hell together as a family. You know, it's a really amazing, like, pride song. It's
Yeah.
emotional. It made me cry the first time I
Obviously,
heard
that's
it.
based on his like religious upbringing, is sort of
Exactly.
what. Okay.
Yes. And specifically about conversations he had with his mother and like how supportive she was when he first came out. She was like, well, if everyone thinks you're going to hell, then I'm going with you and we'll go to hell together. His mom said that.
Wow.
Oh, I'm getting emotional even just thinking about that kind of like support. So anyway, I had to really push that one down for a minute.
Yeah. Oh,
So
that's
anyway,
really sweet,
it's
though.
sweet, I know. And he explained it like on stage and it was so beautiful. So I get there and I'm like, I caught like the last 75% of his show, all of the songs I love. He did a cover of Pink Pony Club. He did a cover of Freedom, which he has released on his like, you know, Apple Music or Spotify. You can go listen to. And I took a bunch of video and a bunch of pictures. And the crowd, although it was smaller than you might expect because of the temperatures, it was still everyone was still having like a really good time.
I'm sure.
And I have to say, like, watching him perform, I posted this in his God's Honest Truth, which is like his most purest self.
Vulnerable.
He's
Yeah.
not, yeah, like he's not
He's
performing
who he
as a
is.
straight man anymore. Exactly. Was just so relieving as a longtime fan and as someone who's always loved him. And so it was a really great time, and there was several moments. I probably saw him. He probably performed by the time I got there for about 45 minutes or an hour or so. Couple moments I got kind of emotional because of what he's performing, and I'm just so happy to be there and everything. So the show ends and I get home. By the way, so show's amazing. I should mention I leave. I think I told you this, Darren, and I'm walking to back to my car now because that was the end of the night for me. The whole time I'm like, I'm holding back tears. I'm like choking back tears because not like in a bad way, but I was just like so happy that I got to see him and that it happened in my backyard, like in Pittsburgh. Like it was just like everything went great, you know? And I was just so happy for myself in a weird way and like happy for him. I know that sounds so psychotic, but it's just like I truly am for him or anyone that can live their truest selves and be happy about that, you know? And I sat in my car and I cried for 10 minutes or 10 or 15 minutes. And I was like, okay, I literally looked at myself in my rearview mirror and I was like, John, okay, John, get it
No, it's
to get pull
sweet. But well,
pull
'cause you're
yourself
crying out
together.
because like I am going out on a limb, but I feel like you're crying. Like when these types of moments happen, sometimes I'll be like in the middle of something and tearing up. I'll be perfectly fine, but like we'll be talking about something and I'm like, and you know, my mom said the other day that she thought I was smart. And like I'll just start like tearing up and like you
Oh,
don't know
yes.
why, but like
I did know.
there's something like inner obviously happening. And I feel like,
Yes.
especially
Yeah.
as a gay person, especially
Yes,
for when we came
exactly.
out, not to say it's not difficult now, but it's not really that
It's
difficult in
different.
terms,
It's
it's just
different.
different.
Yeah.
For yeah, diff Certainly every generation gets better, but just like you're tapping
Yeah.
into it being like, Look at him. Like, he found his place. And, like,
Yes,
what a blessing.
truly.
Like, and all the shit that you hear on social media, politics, whatever, it's like,
Right.
it's nice that people are still finding their truth. And for the most part, like,
And
life
celebrating that.
outside of politics and these
Yes.
things is like,
Yes.
happen. It's still happening. It's still
Yeah,
occurring,
100%.
you know, and I think that's really sweet.
And absolutely, you hit the nail on the head. That's such a great way to put it. And also being in a crowd of people all
Yeah,
in
in this
just a
in
great,
agreement. Yeah.
yeah, in agreement and happy and like and cool with whatever. Like it's you don't that's one thing about pride that as I get older, I like really value is just being with people that I know or just being loving, you know? I know you hate pride. But anyway, I'm
Again,
just kidding.
nothing
You
to
hate
do with
crowds.
homosexuals,
No, I
just
know. I'm just kidding.
the crowds.
Yeah.
I can't
Yeah.
get
No, I get
anywhere.
it. I know. I'm just joking. But the final, to wrap up this story. So later that night, I was going through my pictures. You know, I'm texting everyone. Oh my God, I went. I'm looking through my pictures. I post one photo. I'm like, well, I'm on my story on Instagram. Like, I saw my husband. He performed. It was amazing. Second one was just, you know, him performing and it was great. And the third photo is this photo of him looking directly at my camera and kind of reaching out. He was singing the song Touch My Hand, and the lyrics are literally like, reach out to me, touch your hand. And in the choreography, his two dancers are kind of like holding him back, and he's looking directly at me and reaching towards me. So I posted it and I was like, guys, David was reaching out to try to kiss me, but his dancers stopped him. Go away, dancers. And I tagged him in it. Well, 1:30 in the morning, he shared it to his Instagram story with two laughing emoji. Well, almost better than seeing him perform in person, because to know you made contact, your celebrity crush knows you exist.
I was going to say, and like took time in a late part of the night, early
Yeah.
morning, obviously, to like, I'm sure he
Take
was
him in.
tagged in so many things. Like, is
That's
he
what I,
looking at all
yes.
those things? You know,
Yeah.
like, so the fact that he is looking, or at least
Yeah.
looking at yours, like, okay.
And not only that, I made him laugh. I don't know. I sound like boyfriend material if you're asking me.
I agree. You give him
Yeah.
space, you can
And
communicate, and you make him
I
laugh.
make him laugh. I mean, what are you waiting for, David? So
Sounds good to me.
I was beside myself. I was giddy in excitement. You know, so it was just a really fun, I was on a complete and utter buzz high all day Sunday because of this. And I will tell you, I know some of you had asked. There a lot of you were, by the way, I'll get to that in a second. You guys are just so sweet of the reactions that I got to this, but some of you were like, did you DM him? Did you immediately? And I was like, yeah, of course I
You're like,
did.
please, child's play. Of
Please.
course I
I've been
did.
DMing him since 2010.
Yeah.
So I did message him. I was like, oh my God, it made my life that you even just shared this. Like, I would love to meet you sometime, blah, blah, blah. Like, I forget exactly what I said, but hey, sad to report, he didn't even see the messages.
But I wonder if,
So
like, what I wonder if you're like, hey, would like to meet up? Like, that's intimidating. What if you were just like, think you're so hot, have loved you
right, should
since
I be a
American
little
Idol?
more
I
direct?
think so, because like, how many messages is he seeing? And like, you're gonna go for the guy who's like, I would love to meet up sometime. Like,
Yeah.
they're
You're
not gonna be like,
right.
sure, let's meet up. They're gonna respond back, probably something I would assume that would be like more flirty and sexual in nature than it
Right.
is like,
Yeah.
sure, yeah, we'll meet up. Here's my number. Like,
Yeah.
it's catches eye. You know what I
Just
mean?
so wholesome, but you're right. Maybe I should be a little more like,
All the more reason.
yeah, maybe I should be
Because
like,
then, like,
I
why
would
not?
bend you into a pretzel.
Right. Even if he's
Yeah.
like, even if he hearts it, he's like responding
Darren,
back
first
to
of all, stop.
something.
Stop. That scenario unfolding just is making my head explode. I can't even get into that. I don't even want to like fantasize about that potentially happening. I will say, now that you're talking about this, this could be something I don't know that you would ever ask Andy this, but like Andy probably gets this all the time, like a million times a day. So I'm like, maybe next time I see him, I'll ask him, like, what's the best way to approach a celeb if I'm trying to get their attention, you know?
You know,
He's talked about this
it's an
before, so
interesting
that's why.
question. You know, and like,
Yeah.
I'm not, it sounds weird because like, I'm not encouraging anyone to be creepy. Like, I think
No,
if it was a
yeah.
woman, it would be a little different.
That's fair.
I
That's
don't know
fair.
why, and I maybe
Yeah.
that's wrong. Like, I'm
No, I
not
see what
really
you're saying.
thinking it through so much, but like, I don't necessarily want someone to be like,
Right.
Like, just it's a different way that we kind of view our bodies and more of like
And gay
image
people are different.
conscious.
Gay men are
Yeah,
specifically
they're
are
more,
different about
and they're
that.
more sexualized or whatever, but I just
Right.
imagine how many people are like, like, would love to see you, admire you. It's like when I, it's like before I
Right.
met JLD, before we had our last live show
Julie
in DC.
Louis-Dreyfus. Yep.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and a year prior I'd
Yeah.
seen her at a show, and my friend Alana was like, go up to her. And I was like, and say what? And she's like, that your biggest fan.
Well,
I'm like, and how many people say that to her? Like, how many, like
sure.
it, and I'm not saying it's my goal to feel special in front of her. Obviously, I just want to meet her, but like,
But you
I'd rather
do.
meet her under my own terms
That
rather
was
than
my
just
whole
going up to her
thing.
at a show and being like, loved your work 30 years ago. Like, that doesn't feel,
Yeah. I know
I'm
exactly what you're
referencing
saying.
Seinfeld, obviously, yes.
Right. I just want to mention,
So,
I don't know when David got Instagram, but my first DM to him on Instagram at least was 2016, but I had been in trying to get his attention way before that. The last thing I'll say, and I know this is a very me-centric thing, I just want to say thank you to all of the listeners who saw my story and saw that David reposted it. So many of you, and not even just listeners, but like even like former colleagues and friends from all over my life
they knew
that
your
follow
dream
me.
was
Yeah, like
realized.
it was like a weird like side effect. That's not the right word, but this whole like thing that I wasn't even expecting that was like so nice on Sunday and
Sure.
Monday, you know, to see so many people like happy for me. That was like not even remotely expected. So thank you guys. I really appreciate it. Now, the work is not done. Let's be very clear. The work is
No, we're
not done here.
planting the seeds, which is
Yeah.
why I think if it ever comes across again, or like you need to like DM him randomly and just be like, something eye catching. I don't even want to tell you what to
Oh, I see what
say,
you're thinking.
but I
Okay.
feel like, I don't know, the
You're
lines of
talking about a
communique
nude,
could
aren't
be
you? It's
open.
fine. I might send that.
No,
That might go.
I'm not saying a
I'm
nude, but
kidding.
I am saying like, I am saying like, think
Yeah.
you're so hot, like ever in Pittsburgh,
Yeah,
I'll
you
take you
know, I
out. I don't
never.
know, it could work.
You're saying be a little more direct then. It would be so nice to have some time together and hold each
Yeah,
other's arms. Yeah, you're right. You're
I
right. Well,
would
I can get pretty
think
weird about
so,
that.
but I
Yeah.
don't want anyone thinking that that doesn't work for some people. I just think that if you're famous, how many of that stuff do you get? And I'm sure you get a lot of other sexual stuff too,
You're
but
right. You're right.
I
Okay.
don't know.
Well,
This is
listen,
just
something's
me.
got to, I need a new strategy. That's the thing. I mean, I remember at least one or two times coming on here and being like, Darren, I literally need a strategy. Like, how can we make this happen? And we've done it and
Yeah.
I've tried. And now that I've made contact and I know that he might think I'm funny, I have a little more motivation these days than I ever have. So
Well,
there's
maybe
that.
Pittsburgh left an impression on him.
That's right. Absolutely. It seemed to. Yeah.
Well, I'm supportive of this. I'm supportive
Thank
of
you.
you. It's interesting that social media has made everyone
Accessible.
accessible, but like
Yeah.
obviously he gets to control if he wants to respond or not, right? Like
Yeah.
it's not like just because
That's
you want to
true.
reach someone, they can, but it
Yeah.
has made everyone accessible. And there's like sort of a good and bad to that, I think.
Right.
There's
Well,
definitely sort of
it's
two
good for
sides
me
to it.
because I need
Hell
to shoot
yes.
my shot. I need to make this happen. You know, I'm not getting any younger out here. So, but
Although I do
anyway.
think if you next time there's a meet and greet, I do think you should shoot your
You're right.
shot and
Oh,
just fucking do it.
you know, you're right. And I will say you're right about that because now that I know this experience and have had it, I am more confident in a meet and greet scenario where I think I would like definitely shoot my shot in a
And
meet
now
and
you
greet.
also have a talking point being like, saw you at Pittsburgh
Yes.
Pride,
Good
thought you were
point.
sexy, like whatever.
Ah,
Now you have
good
a talking point.
point.
It's always good to
Well, you
bring it
know,
back around,
you're so right about that. And you know, another thing is he is on tour, so he's like going to be at Market Days in Chicago, so maybe I fly out to Chicago, not that far. All right, I've got a plan in place. That's all I really needed from today. But again, thank you all for your love and
Of
support
course.
and supporting me. And Darren, thank you for your support and your
Of course.
ideas.
Yeah, thank you to all his friends and me.
Thank you to all the friends and family and
All the
everyone who
people that
supports me.
meant something to me and
And
Darren.
Darren. And Darren. That's right.
Well, guys, we have something actually very exciting coming
Oh,
up.
yes. Thank
Something
you.
that not only I reminded John to do and he
And
remembered,
I did
but
actually remember this time.
we both have our collective individual, perhaps different thoughts. We are covering the Sherry Papini doc that was on HBO, that is on HBO Max. It's a four-part doc. It's called Sherry Papini Caught in the Lie. If everyone remembers sort of the Hulu doc, A Perfect Wife from last year, I believe I mentioned it on this doc. I don't think we did a full case, but I believe that I
Sounding like you
talked
did,
about
yeah.
it. And I really enjoyed it. This is her side. Perfect Wife was really like the story from the husband's
Oh, I
point of
didn't know
view.
that.
And this is her talking because in Perfect Wife, it was just camera footage of her. She was in prison, I believe. So she
Yeah.
didn't have her own sort of a
Tape.
little bit like the Casey
Yeah.
Anthony thing where she
Yeah,
didn't have.
it
And let me
is.
just say, I saw a couple people on our Facebook group at least being like, she's as believable as Casey Anthony, which I do think are decent points, and we'll get to it. But regardless, our next week's episode is going to be covering this documentary. I highly encourage you guys to watch this, not only so you can follow the coverage of where John and I are going to go, but also just because I think as a intellectual debate on true
It's a
crime and
very
what we
interesting
believe.
conversation.
It's a
Yes, I
really
agree.
interesting conversation to go down and think about.
Right.
And I don't know, maybe it's not what everyone sort of thinks that it is. So
Yeah.
definitely check it out. Sherry Papini, Caught in the Lie, HBO Max, that it's going to be what we're covering next week.
And I'll tell you, you will get it a week early if you sign up for Patreon. So make sure you sign up on there. Otherwise, it'll be out on the, I'll tell you right now, for the
And you should
main
want it
feed.
early because,
Yeah.
there's going to be a million more docs since then. So
That's true.
want to keep
That
current.
episode, the Sherry Papini episode, will be public on the 15th, but you get it a week early if you are on Patreon as a sussy radish. Okay, thank you guys so much. Darren, thanks for all your tips, and thanks for maybe one
Tips
day
and
being a
tricks.
friend. Yeah.
Oh, one day.
One day.
Thank you for not being a
A
friend.
friend. Bye, everyone.
Bye.